A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied to him, "Once there was a man who gave a great dinner, to which he invited many people. And when the time came for the dinner, he dispatched his servants to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have just purchased a field and I have to go examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And a third said, 'I have just gotten married, therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servants, 'Go out quickly into the streets and the alleys of the towns, and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind.' And the servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out into the highways, to the hedgerows, and have people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of these who are invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. You know, I honestly have to say, reflecting on these readings the last couple days, they did not seem to affect me as they did early this morning. Kind of hit me between the eyes. That's a violent thing to say, isn't it? In Tucson, cowboy country? Between the eyes? No. Let's say they touched me, challenged me. I'm watching too many cowboy movies. But we hear in Paul's letter to the Romans, we're all endowed with gifts. God has made us very special individuals in His image and likeness. We all have gifts and talents, most of which have not been discovered, but they're within us, and they can be developed with God's help. And they're all from God, freely given. And it's about stewardship. Other people sometimes help us recognize the gifts, or we recognize themselves. We don't give credit to ourselves, but to God for these things, these attributes. And then here St. Paul reminds us, we're all different, but together we're parts of the body of Christ. Something about community there. One, it's really assuring. Each one, no one is greater than anybody else, or less than anybody else. Each one unique, each one very important, each one apart. So we're all invited to be ourselves and let God lead us. Have you ever, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up and it got me thinking, this analogy of Jesus about the big dinner. What if you did all kinds of work, sent out tons of invitations, and prepared a big Thanksgiving meal with everything? Everything. It took a lot of work. And nobody comes. You know, one by one, at the last minute, backing out. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Oh, sorry. You really won't miss me, that kind of thing. But you might not be enough. You might not invite others in a rage like the fellow in the gospel, maybe so, I don't know. But you don't want to be by yourself. You invite more. It's prepared, the banquet is ready. It's not for looks. It's to be eaten. There's supposed to be fellowship, and it's not there. People backed out. So much room in the banquet, Jesus says. So I started asking myself, and I share this with you. Perhaps each of us could ask herself or himself. You know, I jotted this down early this morning. What is my excuse, or what are my excuses for not at times accepting the invitation of the Lord to give of my presence? I don't mean gifts. I mean presence as in being present. to give of my presence to God and recognize what's behind it. Is it fear? Is it apprehension? Feeling like, well, I don't deserve it. I'm a sinner. That kind of thing. Or maybe that we know that when we say yes to Jesus, there's going to be more coming. More is demanded of us, as Jesus says. To the person to whom much is given, doesn't say this in today's reading, but much will be demanded or asked. You know. Let's accept the invite of the Lord. And remember that last part of the vocational dynamic, how we're all chosen, we're called, we're sent by Jesus in His name. And the part we get twisted up many times is that we're enabled. We're given everything we need because we do it with Him and in Him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.